Two avalanches closed down portions of the Seward Highway in South Central Alaska today, although a section has been reopened to Girdwood. Places still remain closed at airtime as road crews work to clear the snow. Outside of Alaska, winter has been relatively mild in the Pacific Northwest. The snowpack in most of the region's mountains is well below normal, but it's still been a deadly season in the backcountry. There are four Northwest Avalanche Centers across the Northwest where forecasters keep an eye on the region's snowpack. Northwest News Network correspondent Doug Nedvornik went out in the field with an avalanche expert in central Idaho.
Dave Bingham spends at least 4 days a week in the backcountry. He's from the Payette Avalanche Center in McCall, Idaho. His ritual starts with towing his snowmobile to a parking lot. And then he starts his snow machine and drives it down a ramp off the trailer. Today I'm tagging along, so Bingaman unbolts a second snowmobile. I've never driven one of these things before, so he gives me a quick lesson.
Here's your throttle. Brakes on this side.
Okay. When the lesson's done, he hands me a helmet and pulls the starter. After a practice lap around the parking lot, off we go into the wilderness, which is surprisingly close. Bingaman's mission is to get backcountry amateurs like me to think about avalanches and how to avoid them. After riding on wide, well-groomed roads and then uphill and narrow trails, we get to the top of a ridge. We get off of our sleds and onto our snowshoes. We creep down a steep slope to a spot where Bingaman will test the snow. He opens his backpack and pulls out a little two-piece shovel.
One of the things we do a lot of is digging. What we're looking for is weak layers that are going to cause avalanches or potentially cause avalanches.
Bingaman unfolds his measuring probe and thrusts it into the ground. With a jagged little saw, he carefully cuts lines in the snow to outline his test area. And then he starts digging until he has a solitary column of snow, about 4 feet tall and a foot wide. He lays the shovel on top.
And we're going to apply some stress and see what happens.
Part of this column of snow collapses, and then he gets out a little piece of clear plexiglass, and like Sherlock Holmes, he inspects it with a magnifying glass.
We can actually look at these crystals and see what they are and try to figure out what it's sliding on, kind of what we do, what we're trying to figure out here.
Prognosis? The avalanche danger on this slope is moderate, about a 2 on the center scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the most dangerous.
If you decide you're going to ski down below us right here, it's probably fairly stable snow, but that doesn't really hold true if you're on a different ridge or a different aspect somewhere.
An aspect in this case is a mountain slope. Some of the snowpack around here, he says, is far less stable, probably worth avoiding right now. Bingaman logs his data in a notebook. Later, he'll go back to his office and write an avalanche forecast that he'll email to more than 300 people who come to this backcountry regularly. That forecast is also available via the center's website and by phone.
Good morning. This is Dave Bingaman with the Payette Avalanche Center Advisory. The avalanche hazard for the West Central Mountains below 7,000 feet is moderate today.
Later that evening in McCall, I joined Bingaman at an avalanche safety workshop.
So predicting when and where avalanches are going to occur is tricky. Avalanches are an erratic phenomenon.
This is part of a video with footage of snow slides, information about the best ways to avoid them, and what you should do if you're caught in one. The workshop is put on by the Friends of the Payette Avalanche Center. That's a nonprofit dedicated to backcountry safety. After the video's over, the group's Dave Williams gets out the three pieces of equipment he says all backcountry users should carry with them.
You need to have a shovel, a probe, and a beacon. You can either have a tracker, all digital beacon, analog digital, whatever, but know how to use them.
William says that knowledge often means the difference between life and death. He says skiers and snowmobilers should travel in groups and be prepared in case of a snowslide. He says they have about 15 minutes to dig out someone who's buried before that person suffocates or freezes. The message about the danger of avalanches hit home here in December when a snowmobiler was killed by one about 30 miles south of here. Avalanches have killed 17 Americans so far this winter, including 6 from the Northwest. Dave Bingaman says forecasters like him are using new media to spread their safety message.
If we talk about a particular weak layer and then we show that weak layer failing in a video clip on our site or on Facebook or YouTube or wherever else, it's a good resource for the people that use our services to see, and a learning tool as well.
The record for people killed by avalanches in any winter in the U.S. is 36. That was just 2 years ago. Dave Bingaman says the number of fatalities could be much smaller if people who use the backcountry know how to protect themselves. I'm Doug Nadvornik in McCall, Idaho.